Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the ATL. I hope you guys are having a good day out there. If you'd like to call in, the number here at the show is 646-595-4311. Time is certainly passing by. And if there's one thing that you're grateful for today, tell me. Send me a message on Yahoo. My screen name on Yahoo is G. Wright Online. That's my IM, G. Wright Online, and or come in the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio, or hit me up at gwrightonline@yahoo. Sit back and relax. We're gonna get things started here today with Be Grateful. We're gonna take it back to old school. Just be grateful from the very best of Walter Hawkins and the Hawkins family. And you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Hello, guys. I hope you guys are doing well. This is your host, G. Wright. Sorry about that.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right, on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, I hope you guys out there. I appreciate you guys for holding on to it. This has been some day. You know, we started trying to take it home school, like the old school a little bit. And I certainly do apologize. I just wanted to say, you know, let's keep this. I just want to say, whew. It is amazing what you go through sometimes, you guys. Here's a drop from Mr. Bugs.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right, on blogtalkradio.com.
Hello, you guys. This is G Right. Yes, I am on. I am finally on. Praise the Lord. And we, you know, sometimes I guess the enemy must be upset because we're going to have a breakthrough in here today. We're going to have a breakthrough, aren't we, y'all? It's okay now. What's up, Miss Nissy? I just want to shout out to Spice Reed, to none other than Lady Flavor. I just want to say hello to Lady Flavor, QS of SW, and so many of you guys. I appreciate you guys listening in to Heart Love Radio Show. God bless you guys. I appreciate all of you. You know, we went old school. We'll be grateful. And then my whole network, everything got clogged up. You know, we're going to get things going right now with My Soul Says Yes by Jackie Clark Chisholm. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and we'll come to you live in Atlanta. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311.
Yeah.
during that, that was My Heart Says Yes by none other than Jackie Clark Chisholm, one-fourth of the amazing Clark Sisters. Coming to you right now is a song from my upcoming CD. It's actually released now. My CD titled All Things Are Possible. I am G. Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And I dedicate this song to Spicy Ree.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Oh, don't give up. Don't give in. 'Cause you've got to run this race in pain to win. All is possible.
Listen to All Things Are Possible. I am G. Wright, and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Right now, I just have to give a special shout out to all our friends in the chat room, those who are new. Yes, Miss Niecy, all things are possible. We have the Quiet Storm of Spoken Word in the house. We have Brother Reggie, and we have Lady Flavin. That's my mama Flavin, y'all. We have Spicy Ree. And I just appreciate all you guys who are supporting the Heart of Love radio show. Feel free to check out my webpage at grightonline.com. That's my official website, grightonline.com. Then my MySpace page is myspace.com/grightsing. Grightsing. We're going to play the song right now. This song from a friend of mine named Liz Yancey. This song is entitled Free. If you're free, guys, you guys can be dancing this tune. Listen to the words and the message of the song. We're going to talk about this in a few seconds.
You will read what's so. I'm free. forever this time. Smack dab in the pit of my soul, this guilty feeling digging a hole, and my thoughts are spinning out of control. I need a brainwash from my head to my soul. I need a brainwash, bring it down to my soul. I need a brainwash, in and out, cause you know I need a B-I-A-I-N double watch. Brainwash.
Today, that was then Nicole C. Mullen. Nicole C. Mullen, and that's brainwash. You know, I think we all need a brainwash after everything we're having to go through today. You know, and the thing about this, we have so many things coming against us. But, you know, if you believe today that God has a special plan for your life, you know, I know you're going to like this next song, but we're going to come to the song in a second. I believe we have a caller calling in live. Hello, caller. You are live on the Heart of Love radio show.
Hello.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, this is Miss Niecy.
Hey, Miss Niecy, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh,
thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I hope I didn't put you on the spot.
Oh, no, of course not, of course not. Okay, I just wanted to say a great, great show, and I'm a poet, and so I had a little piece that I wanted to share. Was that fine?
Yes, go ahead, please share.
Okay. And the piece is called My Definition of Grace.
Okay.
Where would I be? My mind cannot fathom nor conceive the wondrous grace, O Lord, you saw fit to bestow upon me. Father God, you know my story, all the gallivanting and whoring, yet and still you found me worthy to appeal for your mercy and grace. Your grace, oh, let it permeate. From the depths of my heart, let it radiate about my face, lacquered by a holy sheen and the fragrant oil of your anointing. As I take five to ponder, reflect, and recognize all the years I bore hurt and pain inside, multiplied by all the tears I cried, added to all the times I lied with the promise that I would abide, only to turn around and backslide. Now if I divide the square root of that times pi to the third power of time, his grace and mercy spare my life. No equation would I find in comparison or contrast that would be equivalent of his grace. And I have tried, I can't lie. Oh, but I gotta testify. The Christ, the Lamb, the recompense, the unblemished, the ultimate, holy sacrifice for all sin. Let me say that again. The Christ, the Lamb, the recompense, the unblemished, the ultimate, holy sacrifice for all sin. the joy of the Lord is my strength. So his joy is what I want to represent with my words, my deeds, my fashion sense, my thoughts, my heart, even my scent, my body, a living sacrifice I present, holy and acceptable unto him, an edification of a personal relationship as I read, hear, learn, and absorb his holy word. The end.
All right. That's what, all right. Then we're just coming live. Live from Miss Niecy on the Heart of Love radio show. Miss Niecy, you know, let me ask you a question. When you got that, how were you inspired to write?
How was I inspired to write that piece?
Right.
Oh, wow. Actually, there was a writing contest that was actually put out there by the minister, T.D. Jakes, excuse me, and I ended up writing that, but I never got around to submitting it, so I just kept it in my personal file.
Until your book comes out, right?
Right.
I'm telling you, first of all, I have to say this. I'm a writer myself, and definitely hearing you, you know, spit that piece out, as someone said in the chat room, I have to say this, that person I feel like is shouting all right where I'm at right now. And that was really nice. That was really from the heart and really signifies even how you feel about the worship, by worshiping God. And I understood it and I felt it. So I just want to say just thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for allowing me to share it with you all.
You know, feel free, whenever you want to come through here. Now, I'm sure you have a MySpace page, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What's your MySpace page?
It's www.myspace.com/MissNiecy.
That's easy. Now, Miss Niecy, you know, one of my mamas, Lady Flavor, said that you do some work with young people, right?
Oh, you know what? Besides my 24-hour job of being a mother and a sister and an aunt, there's a new show that I co-host with a friend of mine, Mrs. Pam, and that's Under the Storm, and it's called Youth Illumination, and that's on Sunday evening at 8:30 Eastern.
Well, you're doing a good job. Now, I love young people too. What is the basis for your show?
Well, we bring lots of information just for the upliftment of youth. And so the basis of the show is basically sitting down and listening to what the youth has to say. And it is my hope to get more youth participation in the show, because that was the ground basis of coming up with the show in the first place, excuse me. And so we bring information about education, and we would love to hear from the youth so that they can let us know what type of information that they feel they need. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I guess I got this big idea just a second ago for I know I'll be traveling next week and in my relocation back to D.C., but maybe possibly if this coming Tuesday, if we just have a poetry thing on the Heart Love Radio show where people who are poets and they want to share their different ideas, I might play a little bit of music, but just a little bit of music, and I have hopefully Quiet Storm of Spoken Word can come. Hopefully, Miss Niecy, you can come. Spicy Ree. I'm going to also read some of my poetry. And hopefully we can just read poetry next week.
Okay, that'll be great. Also, I would like to invite anyone to come out, because the Youth Illumination Show is going to be hosting their very first Youth Mic Night. And so I would like to, if anyone knows, any youth who, you know, who does poetry, you know, or spoken word, excuse me, there's going to be an open mic expressly for the youth.
You know, that sounds good. That sounds good. You know, but I'm definitely going to have you and hopefully the Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, and then the Quiet Storm, we have the Miss Quiet Storm also. So hopefully, you know, of course, you know, Lady Flavor going to make a fly. Thank you, Mama Flavor. And let everyone know. I think it's going to be a good thing. Talk about poetry that's uplifting, and just keep it real on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Okay.
So I appreciate you. So sit back, Miss Niecy, relax, because this is only the beginning.
Okay, I'll do just that.
And we're gonna see you again next week, right? Well, you can come out whenever you want to. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll set up a reminder on your Blog Talk page.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye bye. I'm going to play another song for you. This song I'm dedicating to Mama Flavor. This song is entitled "His Love Never Ends."
Feel like you're on the outside looking in. Feel like you've lost your truest friend. There you come, when you left him in the door. Now you know you need him in your life more. Keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on waiting.
Guys have enjoyed that. That's a song from my CD that's out right now, and it's entitled "His Love Never Ends." You know, feel free, guys, to check me out on iTunes. Just type in G Wright. Also, CD Baby, just type in G Wright, or you can officially buy one, which I will personally autograph. You can purchase my CDs from my website, gwrightonline.com, myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow, and G Wright Sing. Due to time, guys, I was trying to get a piece to play. I meant to actually read from my friend Spicy Reed, but we're going to open up the show on Thursday with Spicy Reed's poem. She's a great poet, and she's been a regular and a supporter here for the radio show. I just want to say I appreciate you guys so much. I'm going to leave you today with a song and from my CD entitled Consecrated for You. God bless you. I thank you for making this show a favorite. Thank you for sticking around, although we did have some little trying times earlier in the show. Sit back and relax. God bless you guys.
Take my life,
Thursday.
Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Everyone. And so, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.